This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The topic of leadership comes up a lot when we talk about education. What makes a good school leader? What qualities should he or she possess in order to take charge of staff, students, alumni, and a greater school community?
This is something the folks at Milwaukee's Mount Mary University have thought a lot about in the past year. That's because the Catholic all-women's school has been deep in the search process for a new university president.
And their search came to a successful conclusion. Lake Effect's Rachel Morello caught up with the new president-elect. We'll let her introduce herself.
My name is Christine Farr, and I'm going to be the new president of Mount Mary University.
That's nice to meet you, Dr. Farr.
Thank you.
So for people in the greater Milwaukee community, in the Mount Mary community, give us a brief introduction of where you're coming from.
I'm coming from College of St. Mary in Omaha, Nebraska, which is a very similar college to Mount Mary University. It's slightly smaller. It's about 1,000 students. It is all women at the undergraduate level with co-educational graduate programs. I've been there 9 years, and I've worked as the vice president for academic affairs for 7 of those years, and then the vice president of alumni and donor relations for the last 2. My original background is in chemistry, and so I taught chemistry for a number of years before I started moving up the ranks of administration.
What drew you to Mount Mary and what drew you to Milwaukee?
That's a really easy question because I can tell you that 2 of my daughters actually attended school in the state of Wisconsin. At that time, my husband and I were living in Idaho. So at that time, for those 4 years, my husband and I spent a lot of time coming to Wisconsin and really developed a great love for the state. And then finally, my grandfather was born in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And so I think this is coming full circle.
So does that mean you're a Packer fan?
I am a Packer fan.
That'll serve you well around here, I believe.
My children, I die hard Packer fans. So it's in the family.
And you mentioned, seems like you've had a lot of different positions in administration and in teaching. And mm-hmm. What is so appealing to you about the presidency of Mount Mary? I mean, what sorts of skills or experiences do you bring to it that you think will help you in the position?
I think the beauty of being a president is that you get to have your fingers in a little bit of everything, and that's what I really enjoy. I really understand what it feels like to be in the trenches as a faculty member working with the students. And the reason we exist is because of the students. So this is where we have to really focus our attention. This is where we have to make our decisions, is based on what's good for the students. And so having been a faculty member, I think I can bring that experience. What I found as I moved into administration was I still got to be involved with the students, but I had the influence to try and knock down walls and make things happen and move the institution forward. And so that's one of the things I really loved. And then recently I had the opportunity to get involved in fundraising. And that has just been a wonderful experience of getting to know people, alumni, friends of the college, who are truly passionate about the experiences that they've had at the college. And that is just very heartwarming. And I am also able to take the things that I've learned from being a faculty member and from being involved in academics to those donors and alumni and talk to them about the new things that are happening at the institution and why that is so important. And it's a great opportunity to really bring together people who have resources with things that they're passionate about. And I just love doing that. It's like storytelling. It's fun.
So as you envisioned your role as the president here, I mean, a lot of people I don't think understand what that means to be the president of a university. So give me an idea of how you feel like or how you envision spending your time or breaking it up. Because it sounds like a lot of the things that you've done in administration and working with students and fundraising, those will be part of your job.
Mm-hmm. I think that basically on the highest level, I would say that the job of the president is internal and external. And in a small university like Mount Mary, certainly probably your internal role might be a little bit bigger than it would be in perhaps a larger university. The external piece is really about interacting with alumni, interacting with friends of the college and donors, and also interacting with the community. I want Mount Mary to be a great community partner. I want us to be sensitive to the needs of Milwaukee and the surrounding areas, as well as the state of Wisconsin. And so I want to know what those needs are. I want to know how we can partner partner with those businesses. So all of those relationships require me to really be out in the community and get to know people.
I cover education at all levels, from preschool all the way up through higher ed. And one of the conversations I feel like I have most often with people is about leadership, whether it is a president, whether it's a principal, whether it's a teacher in a classroom. What do you see as the qualities that you most want to bring to the role, and maybe the qualities that might be the biggest challenges to bring to the role as a leader?
I think that leaders have to be good listeners. I think then they have to be able to take that information and they have to be able to make decisions. I think they have to be data-based. I think they have to be willing to take at least some of the emotion out of it and be willing to make hard decisions. And that's probably some of the most difficult things. You know, what do you do when there's not enough resources? What do you do when there's too much work? What do you do when the students are struggling? Those are the kind of decisions that a president has to provide leadership on, has to be willing to make those hard decisions. But I also think that there are so many opportunities for rewarding people, for empowering people, and those are the really fun aspects of leadership. What I call catching people doing something great, you know? And that's what I really, really hope to be able to do in this position, because I think Mount Mary is a very special place. I've looked at a lot of institutions. This one really stood out to me. And so I want to be someplace where I think the mission is strong and where I can help empower people to really do what they do best. And so we need to have the right people in the right seats doing the right work, and it will work.
You mentioned the word mission, and that's something I wanted to ask you about. What do you see the mission of Mount Mary being now, and how do you envision it or hope that you can continue it or change it or whatever you want to do to it moving forward?
Wow. Well, I think that the mission of Mount Mary comes from the School Sisters of Notre Dame, which really has to do with the education of women. And also, I think, trying to serve the needs of the underserved in society and those that have fewer resources. I think they truly promote leadership. They want women to find a place in society where they can have a voice. And so I think that mission is already very strong here. At least that's my experience of it at this point. To say where do I want it to go, I would like to see the institution expand in size a little bit. I'd like to see us have a few more students. And why is that? Because I want to spread that mission further. If we could take the mission and make it real for more people, that would be a real goal of mine. I would like to engage the School Sisters of Notre Dame in the institution. I know that they are engaged to some extent. I would like to see them engaged even more, because I think that they are the founders of this institution, and their charism is the thing that drives that institution forward in the beginning. And so I want to see if we can bring them into even more interaction with the community. I also would like to see our alumni help us, because our alumni have been on campus for multiple years, and they are the benefactors of the great educational experience. And so they can carry that out into the world. And that should really be a way in which we can multiply the effect of our mission.
It would be awful if I didn't bring up just one of the biggest criticisms that I hear of higher education. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've heard this. It's that it's a lot of money and it's a lot of time, and students aren't always finishing. They're not always mm-hmm. going out to get jobs in the field that they got their degree in. There just seems like there's a lot that could be different or better according to different people's philosophies. And I wonder how you feel about becoming a president at a college during a time when that's such a big topic of conversation.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is certainly some truth to the fact that higher education is expensive. However, the data says that about 15 years ago, the average college graduate made about 64% more than the person who didn't have a college education. Today, that number is 98%. So the value of a college education, whether you work in your discipline or not, is really huge. You're going to be in much better shape to find meaningful work and to make a meaningful wage if you have a college education. So I think it's an investment worth making. Let me ask you this. If you went out and you bought a new car today, you might pay $30,000 for it. And in 6 years, what is that going to be worth to you? Not much. But if you walk out of college and you have a $30,000 debt and you pay that off with a good job, that is going to last for a very, very long time. An education is something that lasts your entire life, and your experiences just build upon it. So first of all, my argument is it is a meaningful and very beneficial investment. Secondly, I don't think that a college education is a training program. We are not training people to just do a job. We are educating a person. And that means we're preparing them for life, because the average person switches jobs multiple times, somewhere between 3 and 6 times in a lifetime. Look at me. I started out with a degree in chemistry. And what am I doing as a college president? That PhD that I got in chemistry has almost nothing to do with what I do now, except it has everything to do with it. Because I learned how to problem solve. I learned how to think critically. I learned how to work with other people. These are the things that a college education should do for people. It should prepare the whole person for a life that is meaningful and that contributes back to society. And so for people who say that it's not worth it, I'm not saying that that's the only way that you can find meaningful work and the only way that you can make a good living. But I'm saying that your chances are much higher if you have a college education. And I still believe that the value proposition, which is the value of a college education, is worth the money. We do need to address the issue of affordability, and I think many institutions are taking a look at that, and I certainly intend to do that too, because I want to make it as affordable as possible for students. And that means we have to really think about how we're going to do financial aid, how we're going to provide opportunities for students to be really well prepared so that when they get out, they can get the jobs that they want.
I really want to ask you about your background in chemistry and your background, because there's a great video on the Mount Mary website where you talk about the first chemistry set you ever got.
It was a biology set that I didn't want.
You had asked for a chemistry set.
That's right.
But your parents got you a biology set.
Uh-huh. It is a funny story. I guess the writing was on the wall when I was very young, because I don't really know any 10-year-old girls, or at least I didn't at that time, who wanted a chemistry set. But I was really into it. As a matter of fact, back in those days, we had Sears catalogs. And that was how you picked out what you wanted for Christmas. You'd go through these Sears catalogs, and I found these chemistry sets, and I was adamant that I wanted this. And I even, you know, circled it on the page and gave it to my parents. And they, you know, they went out and they found a biology set. And, you know, it's okay. I like biology. But, you know, it wasn't exactly what I wanted. Yeah. But, you know, I think that was a good sign way back when that there was some passion in me for chemistry. And the interesting thing about this story is that I think that when you're passionate about something, it carries you. My oldest daughter has a PhD in chemistry and teaches college chemistry. My oldest niece has a PhD in chemistry and teaches chemistry. And then I have another niece right now who wants to major in biochemistry. Now, it's not all because of me, but what it says to me is that when women have opportunities and they have role models, and they don't have to fight for that chemistry set, there's lots of possibilities out there. Chemistry is about problem solving, and that's why it's great preparation for somebody who wants to be a college president or an administrator or about anything, because it helps you learn how to think about problems, how to say, okay, I have a wall in front of me. I can't get through it. I can't knock it down. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go around it. I'm going to go over it. I'm going to go under it. This is what I think chemistry does. I think it's a great preparation for life as well as for work.
The last question I have before I ask you if there's anything you want to add is, what, besides being closer to the Packers, are you most excited about moving to Milwaukee?
I think Milwaukee is a wonderful city. I think it has a neighborhood feel to it. That's what I'm kind of getting. It doesn't feel like a small rural place, and it doesn't feel like New York City. It feels like a bunch of neighborhoods who have kind of come together to form a big community. And I like that feel. I've lived in the West, and I've lived in the Midwest, and I have to say that while I love the lack of humidity in the West, you can't beat the Midwestern people. they are just tremendously friendly. I think Milwaukee has great food. I love cheese.
You'll fit in really, really well here then.
That's right. My husband loves beer. I have a son-in-law who brews beer. Everybody's happy about the beer thing. So, I mean, there's really not enough that I can say that's good. I think that Milwaukee is a place that's going to really feel like home for us. And both my husband and I are really excited about being here. Well, if I had to give a message to the city from Christine Farr on behalf of Mount Mary University, it would be that we want to be your partner. We want to know what you need from us and what we can do to make Milwaukee an even better place than it already is. And we need your help too. We need you to tell us what we can do better. And I am all ears, and I would be happy to talk to anyone who wants to talk to me about Mount Mary.
A message to Milwaukee from Christine Farr. She is the incoming president of Mount Mary University in the far northwest corner of the city along its border with Wauwatosa. Her tenure officially starts in June. Dr. Farr spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.